It has generally been our custom to run over. So last time I did not run over, but are you up for a little bit more?
Yes.
Okay. So, so how many of you have ever had a day where you just, it was a horrible day, right? And you just, you throw yourself down on your bed and you go, how did I get into this mess? There actually is a specific way that we got ourselves into our messes in regard to not necessarily the external circumstances, but the internal way that we reacted towards them and the passions that we got ourselves into. And so this is something that the fathers talk about, and there's many versions of this, but I'm giving one fairly common version. And this is called the progression of the passions. And it's, how do I get from, gee, cheesecake is tasty, to whenever anybody bakes a cheesecake in the Western Hemisphere, I know it. Okay, and I have to go eat 5 cheesecakes. Okay, there's you know, a lot of distance between those two things. And so how did I get from one to the other? Okay, so the first thing is the thought. In the Greek is logismos, and that means just a thought, but technically in this particular situation, it's not just any old thought, like, you know, the door is brown. It's a tempting thought. It's a suggestion of a sinful action, like, you know, hit this person or eat that 5-pound box of chocolate. The thought itself is not a sin. And that's important to know, because sometimes, you know, we just get ourselves into this depressed place. If I had this thought, I must be a really rotten person. If I'm such a rotten person, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm just going to give in, right? But the thought is just that. It's a thought. And as long as I don't buy into it, there's no problem. And we will get thoughts, you know. Probably everybody here has sometime in your life had a thought that just to remember makes you wince. You know, it was just like this horrible, wretched thought that maybe you were too young to even know what it meant, you know, and you were like bombarded by it. You know, that wasn't you. Demons, you know, they bring those thoughts around. And as long as I'm just like, you know, that's not mine, then it isn't mine. And then it's fine, you know. And the saints, many of them, you know, have all kinds of horrible thoughts that they never catch on to. So they just let them go right by their heads. Okay, so you have this thought. Then the next thing is what's called coupling, or toying with the thought. So the thought is, hit this guy. And you go, should I hit him? You know, or the thought is, eat that 5-pound box of chocolate. Well, should I? For beginners, like most of us, I assume, are, this isn't really a sin either, because we're just starting. We don't really know what we're doing. You know, it's like if you've got a little kid who is just learning to write his name. And, you know, his name is Johnny, and his J is backwards, and his N's are backwards. You know, it's like, oh, good job, Johnny. You know, but if Johnny's 45, then and has learned to write, and he's writing his J's and N's backwards, that's not a good job, Johnny. You know, Johnny's off in left field somewhere. And so, you know, for people who are very experienced in spiritual warfare, coupling, you know, toying with the thought is a bad thing. You know, it's like once I've had my hand burned by fire enough times, I shouldn't toy with the thought. I should know better. So anyway, so there's the thought, there's the coupling. Then there's the assent. I'm not actually doing it, but I've agreed that this is a good plan. You know, I should hit this person, and I should eat that 5-pound box of chocolates. And already at this point, this is not good, okay? I mean, this is a sin, but it's not as bad as continuing on. Sometimes, however, we stay at this point and we fool ourselves into thinking we're pretty good. But, you know, maybe the reason I never stole the five-pound box of chocolate is because I was, you know, too poor to buy it and too slow to run and get away. You know, and maybe the reason I never hit this person is because I was scared that he was going to hit me back. So, you know, it wasn't, you know, I had that thought in me as a thought that had grown. But I never had the opportunity or was scared to take the opportunity to go on. And so certainly that's better than going on. But, you know, sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking, well, it's okay, I'm just thinking about it. I'm just thinking about what a nasty person this is. I haven't told them that, so that's okay. It's not okay. Because unless there's something that's going to stop you, you're going to go on. You know, if I think enough that I should hit this person, then, you know, probably, even if I'm scared of him, at some point, I'm going to do it. And if I think that I really do want to get started on that 5-pound box of chocolate, you know, I'm going to get started, and I'm not going to finish until I'm done in many cases. So I have the thought, I coupled with it, I assented to it, so then I acted on it. So how many of us know that the distance in time between the thought and the first action is a whole lot longer than the distance in time between the thought and the second action, right? So, like, I may go months before I give in to a particular passion. And once I give in once, then it may be a week. And now I've given in twice, and it may be a day. And then I give in four times, and now it's like, as I said, you know, anybody bakes a cheesecake in the Western Hemisphere, and I'm gone. You know, because that we travel that distance. It's a downhill distance. And we just travel to get faster and faster, and we get this big rut in the road, and we just go right down that rut. That's the passion. When we're at that point where we're doing this sinful thing over and over and over until we become its slave. So that's how we got into the mess that we've all gotten ourselves into in one place or another, and if we're honest, in many, many places. So what can we do to stop the progression? The germ, the seed, in that sense, of all this is the thoughts. So you're never going to get rid of the passion until you can get rid of, not get rid of the thought in the sense that the thought's never going to come, but until it doesn't have power over you, until you can not couple with it. And So what do we do? So the first thing is, how do we work on the thoughts when they occur? Okay, so it's like, I got to hit this guy, you know, or I really, really want that box of chocolates. The first thing they tell us to do is to ignore the thought. And personally, I don't find that very helpful most of the time, because it's like, how do you ignore the thought that says, I'm going to kill him? But you should, you know, it's good to try, because by trying, it's like, okay, this is ignorable, you know, and it's like, you know, it's like if you've been off of, if you broke your hips and it's been months since you've been able to walk, you have to start trying, right? You know, and the first time you try to walk, you may fall down, but you don't give up. You know, you just have to keep trying. And so it's good to try to ignore the thought. You know, and maybe I can ignore it for 5 seconds. Well, that's better than not being able to ignore it at all. You know, and maybe I can ignore it for 10 seconds. And that's twice as good as 5 seconds. You know, and little by little, we can. Okay, well, so ignore the thought. Pray. The Jesus prayer is very important there. Distract ourselves. This is a band-aid, not a cure. But it's a very important Band-Aid because, you know, sometimes if you don't have your Band-Aid, you're going to bleed out all over the place. If you're, you know, studying Greek, it's great to go over your declensions, you know. If you need to do your, do your checkbook or whatever it is, to do something that takes your brain engaged. So that you can just, you know, step away for a little bit of time until you're stronger. It's important also to counter a tempting thought with a godly thought. For example, it's like, I really, really, really want that cheesecake. And so it's, okay, the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Or I'm really tempted to tell this guy off because he's such a jerk. The anger of God, man does not achieve the righteousness of God. We should do that. But what we're told not to do is to argue with a tempting thought. And at first I was like, okay, what's the difference between countering it with a godly thought and just arguing against it? And so... So I came up with this very silly illustration, but how many of you, okay, finish this sentence. When you were a kid, your parents told you, never get into a car with a stranger. Yeah, with someone you don't know, right. So here you are and you're a little kid, and this guy comes up to you and says, come get in my car. If you argue with him, you're going to lose. If you go like, no, you know, dad said that I shouldn't do that. And he says, yeah, I know, but, you know, your dad's my friend. It's like, well, I never met you. Well, you know, I mean, it's been a while since I've been around. The guy is bigger than you. He's, you know, wiser in evil. He's going to win if what you're doing is arguing with him. And going, I'm going to prove that I'm right. I'm going to prove why it is that dad said that I shouldn't do this. When I get myself in that place, this is about me and my abilities, right? I'm going to prove that I'm right. But the kid who in their humility says, look, mom and dad said not to get in a car with strangers and I'm out of here. They're safe. Because that is a position of humility that's pretty unassailable. So we don't argue with our tempting thoughts. It's not like, you know, here's why I shouldn't be eating that cheesecake. I know I shouldn't be eating the whole cheesecake, but it's okay for me to eat a slice, which it would be if I weren't the kind of person who couldn't do that without eating the whole cheesecake. So, you know, if I go there, I'm dooming myself. But to just say, you know, the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. End of story. Okay.